Hey everybody, welcome to J2K Podcast. It's an amazing another Fandango. I'm Jeff.
I'm motherfucking Justin.
Yeah!
I'm really nice Christine.
And I'm Kareen. Mean Kareen. Meanie Reedy.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Here we are, Saturday.
Thank you. Now I can see.
Saturday, not in the park, and I'm personally not thinking it's the 4th of July.
What?
Chicago lyrics.
It's, well, yeah, I get
not
it.
Not the 4th of July.
I don't get it.
Saturday, pew, in the park, thinking it was the 4th of July.
I remember it now.
Thank you.
But that's not all I know. I don't know any more of the lyrics.
So, hey, speaking of fat and quarantine, we were running out of milk for coffee on, what was it?
Thursday.
Thursday night, I went to Safeway to get some milk. And when I came home, I had a big pack of Oreos. Chick! I had a great big container of chocolate croissant. Chick! I had a box of Ding Dongs. Chick! And what else did I have?
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate cake. Check.
That's what I
nice.
Wanted.
Nice.
Jesus. And then Mrs. Chocolate Cake Pants over here, she like went in on the chocolate cake and then saved some for last night. And then she went in on a amount of ice cream and chocolate cake that kept her up all night with the GERD.
Oh, God. I ate a whole pint of ice cream last night. It was funny, like, I had, like, a little baby piece of my cake left, like, an inch. I was like, I'll put a little ice cream with it. So I ate that, and then maybe a half hour later, I was like, who am I kidding? And I go back to the fridge, and I get the whole pint out.
Yeah, and then I go out there, and she's like, got it, and she's like, ugh.
I go, I'm not sharing you. There's another pint in the freezer if you want one. It was good. It was.
What kind of ice cream was it?
What was it? It was biscotti and sea salt caramel. It was really good.
Not caramel, caramel.
That's how we say it on the East Coast.
That's East Coast pronunciation.
Yeah, I followed up his, like, ridiculous shopping experience.
She came
with,
home from grocery outlet
I got
with
Pop-Tarts, two boxes.
Dude, cupcake Pop-Tarts.
Two boxes of cereal, three pints of ice cream. I don't even know, we're fat.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the farmer's market today, and, you know, they've got all this lovely, nice produce, locally grown. What do I get? I got baklava, and it was so good. Ooh. I got $10 worth of baklava from this sweetest little Syrian family, and it was so good. I ate some when I got to my car and didn't even start my car up and went back and got another $10 worth of baklava. Half of it, and then it got into the other box already. And,
that's good stuff.
And I got a cinnamon roll, and I ate that already, and I think maybe that's it. I haven't eaten any cookies today, so that's good.
How about
that's
you, Justin?
That's all I've eaten today, though. It's, like, the best meal.
Have you eaten anything bad for you?
I have not.
Oh, man.
A Coca-Cola is the most sugar, like, sweet treat I've had in a couple of weeks.
I know, because you're on the running kick.
She says, like, asshole.
But you
Justin,
guys
I gave you some really good cookies. You better not let those things go to waste.
Oh, I won't. So I have, my kids are coming over after the podcast, so they're going
to
chomp them up.
Okay.
And also,
have,
you guys have.
They do have espresso in them.
Ooh, yum.
Does that bake out? Does the
I
caffeine
don't think
bake
so.
Out?
They'll
no,
be up all
not.
Night.
They'll be up
okay,
all night.
Well, maybe let your kids have them for breakfast then and not tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, Justin,
you guys have me craving sweet treats, so I might stop by the convenience store on my way to pick them up and grab a bunch of goodies.
Justin needs a reason to stay up really late and play video games anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do your kids play with you? Play video games with you?
My oldest, yeah, they both do, but different games. My oldest likes to play, on the PlayStation, like Minecraft and stuff like that. And and my youngest likes to play old school video games.
Like Mario Brothers?
Mario and Tiger Hill, or what is it? Jungle Strike.
Ooh, yeah, Desert I remember Strike. That one. Yeah.
Yeah, those games.
That's cool. Cool. I liked Q-Bert. Remember that one?
Q-Bert. Oh, yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
And Dig Dug.
Dig Dug, yeah.
Love Dig Dug.
That's awesome.
Are those all, like, Xbox games?
Q-Bert and Dig Dug are, Atari. Like, old school arcade games Atari. That came out on, like, Nintendo and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, I don't remember those.
Frogger.
You know,
my video game days were very short-lived.
Well, once everything opens back up, we'll go to
Coin Jam. Oh, look at that.
Yes.
And play some video games.
Pork belly tacos.
Is that what we got
there?
Oh,
man, their pork belly tacos are so amazing.
Yeah. With queso fresco.
Yeah. And the avocado creme.
And you eat it, and then it comes out your butthole.
I think we should just sing everything tonight, like finish our sentence with singing.
Sounds like a great idea.
I went to Safeway and I ended up just buying a whole bunch of chocolatey snacks.
My god. No, I'm just, I'll stop. That's so funny. So rainy Saturday.
Yeah.
We were bummed today.
It was so good to nap today.
Yeah, Jeff took a good nap today.
Oh, yeah, it was real good. It's real
it
good
was
change.
Real good.
Changed my life.
Real good. Yeah.
So things are opening up. Karina, has your work started talking about you going back?
No, they haven't. They told us to plan on staying home at least through June.
Oh, okay.
Well, everything's opening up except where we live.
Yeah. I think we've done so well at home that maybe we'll just stay at home. You know, what's the point of bringing us all back and then another thing happens in the fall or I don't know. I think we'll just see.
Is there any?
Until we're really in the clear. I like working from home because I get to hang out with this really cute babe right here all day long.
Aww.
Ruby.
Ruby.
Puppy! Nothing.
The day is done, my friends.
Is there any part of the job now that you can't do working from home?
Well, when people say, hey, what's this plant look like? We have, like, live photos, and you can see when the picture... They're not live. They, like, are updated frequently, so you can see the date that the photo was taken. So you're like, okay, this crop looks like this, but... Sometimes you're like, well, the picture's 3 weeks old, so it's not really accurate, but you still kind of, that's really it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's there's cool. really, and then my sales manager is there. We're allowed now to go back on the nursery, so we're allowed to go on site, but we have to drive our own cars there around, and it's like, it's like a whole city over there. It's like roads and stop signs and stuff like that, but there's also a lot of equipment on those roads and a lot of nails.
Yeah.
Screws. And I just know what it's like driving the sales vehicles around. They always have flat tires. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to drive my car over.
Not your new car.
No. So, but I'll probably go over there and drive around a little bit. Be fun. Something to do one day. Get paid to look at plants.
Christine, did you say you have a new car?
No, Karine has a new car.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's so cool.
Yeah. I wish I had a new car.
I don't even know what it is.
Subaru.
Oh.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Subaru Forester?
Forester. Yep. Yep. I love it. It was a very impulse buy.
We put you to sleep, Justin?
There's a pitter-patter of rain out my window, and it's just lulling me to sleep.
So, do you guys remember, did we talk about, like, the bet? And the dollar on the fridge thing that we have?
I think you have, and that Jackson used to take it all the time.
Well, no.
Or your daughter or somebody?
We don't know for sure who took the first dollar.
Okay. Someone took it. Might have been Jeff. We don't know.
It could have been Justin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He does steal stuff.
True.
So, but
I have kleptomania, and when it gets bad, I have to take something for it.
So we got some food to go or whatever, and I was given Sweetie Pants here $20 for it, and she never picked it up, so I put it on the fridge. So now, like, anytime we want to do a bet, I said, "Do you want to make that 20 and 18 now?" Because there's a couple. Well, there's two bets now. There's the dollar, and then there's a dollar off the 20. But the one bet is I'm growing from seed corn, zucchini, carrots, pumpkins, watermelons,
onions.
And so the corn is the most, is winning the race of growing from a seed. It's crazy. And so we have a bet that by July, the corn, she thinks it won't be knee high. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be up to your nipples.
Have you ever heard of that knee high by the 4th of July?
Yeah.
Okay, he had never heard of that term.
He's not from the. He's from out here.
Yeah, I was like, it's like an East Coast kind of farmer thing.
Yeah.
So
Hey Jeff, we should talk after the podcast, but I can give you some really great tips on how to successfully grow your garden, and that is probably just to get that stuff in the ground.
Well, last year we put it in the ground so soon it all died.
Yeah, I'm concerned about it going in the ground too quick here and not surviving critters and weather.
Because it's raining so heavy right now. And I mean, last year
all those crops that you're talking about, people usually just plant them directly and sow the seeds directly in the ground.
Right.
Yeah. Last year was not successful doing it that way.
Well, I didn't have corn.
Corn, you don't want to transplant your corn when it gets too big. It just doesn't transplant well.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I really need help with is getting the goddamn seeds to sprout for onions.
Oh, I know. The onions are like, I think they're bad seeds. They haven't.
Okay. Is somebody at the door?
No. I opened up the window a little bit to get some light in here, and this is why I don't open my windows, because everybody that walks by with their cute little stroller and their baby, she barks at.
She's protecting you.
Stupid babies.
I know.
Stupid. Oh, that's so funny.
My tomato plant's getting huge. It's like way
too hot. Oh my god, you've got a winner over there with good old Tommy. Tony.
Sure.
What's your plant's name?
Tony.
You don't even know me anymore, do you?
Tony the tomato plant?
No way anymore.
We didn't plant tomatoes yet.
Nope.
I usually buy them from the store already, kind of seedlings.
Yeah.
Right around Mother's
Day. This one was.
I'm behind.
One of my
friends
is taking a gardening class or horticulture class. And they were doing tests with growing tomatoes using artificial light and natural sunlight. But she gave me one of the tomato plants. That's what I planted.
Yeah. I got tomato plants from the farmer's market. I always recommend buying tomato plant starts because they take a long time to germinate.
Yeah.
Same with peppers.
And onions.
Greenhouse, and then... If anyone wants my expert advice, because I only do it for a living.
We're going to wing it. I'm just kidding.
It's okay. It's people like you that keep garden centers in business.
Rude.
It's funny. My sister does the same thing every year. I know you tell me not to do this, but I just want to do it this way. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Totally fine.
That's so funny. So did you tell Justin about that video we found today on YouTube?
You mean the song that you were talking about?
What?
What
was it called? I can't even remember the name of it.
Peter Murphy from Bauhaus. You familiar with Bauhaus? So she last year found that song. Cherokee people!
I love that
Cherokee
song.
Tribe! So
yeah.
That was like new to her last year.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I love playing
like
it.
Like that shit was playing when I was like a baby, I think. And I'm old. So she's like, oh, and she searched it on YouTube and we watched it. And then like, it was this progression of music. And I was like, oh, click on that. And it was a live 20 people in a room listening to Peter Murphy, Trent Reznor, and a couple guys from another band doing a song called Reptiles.
Reptiles. That's what it was. So good.
From 06. Yeah. It is amazing. I'll find it and I'll send it to you, Justin.
Yeah.
Super good. Like, and Reznor plays the bass. And there's some like synthesizer weirdness all around him. And then there's a guy playing guitar with, like, keyboards. And then there's a guy playing keyboards and all sorts of weird electronics. And there was, like, 20 people in a room, like, hey, you guys want to listen to this? And it was, like, amazing.
Yeah, and the lead guy, the singer's
voice.
Yeah,
Peter Murphy.
So good. Oh, he's such a good voice. So I was like, how have I never heard this song? And all the times I've, like, gone into the YouTube wormhole of, like,
well, there's another one I need to show you is, Josh Homme, Dave Grohl, and Trent Reznor do a song called Mantra. That's
nice.
They recorded just for YouTube, or it was just a video or something. I don't even know where it's at.
That story about Dave Grohl meeting and playing with David Bowie is just great.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine being able to meet your idol and then actually playing music with him.
And then think that he, like, got mad at you for some reason.
Yeah.
And told you to fuck off.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He was just, that was just his glib response.
Right.
Who's your, like, music idol? Do you have one?
Josh Homme.
Yeah. If it weren't Josh Homme, then who?
Oh, if it wasn't Josh Homme, who would it be?
Like, how about when you were, like, 18, who was it? Big decision.
I didn't have one.
You didn't? Oh, okay.
No, I just had a bunch of people I listened to.
Okay. How about you, Justin? Who's your music idol?
I have no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, that didn't go anywhere.
I apologize. Yeah. I can't think of
I'm not a musician.
Well, I answered right away, and then that wasn't good enough for you. Well, you had to come up with something else.
Well, no, what was it when you were 18?
Well, I should have known it was now. Josh Homme now.
I mean, when I was 18, I was getting loaded like a mofo, man.
Well, I know it's Josh Homme now. I mean, you like buy clothes that he wears and follow him on Instagram. And
I buy clothes that he wears?
Like the shirt that he had on. That you. And you're always like, these look like Josh Homme shoes.
Oh, yeah, he does. Motherfucker buys great clothes, man.
He's like, do you think these boots would look cool?
Josh wears them.
I'm like, they're pretty cool. You should get them.
Yeah, for sure. Man crush city over here.
Yeah, I don't know if I have a like musical idol. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Hmm.
I do love a lot of music, though.
Well, and I just say that because of just my overall sense of what he's given out to me, like what I know of him, like musically and interviews I've seen and quotes I've seen and, you know, all that, things I've seen him do.
Yeah.
He's right.
A good guy.
For sure.
Yeah, seems like a good human.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. These chairs are not comfortable.
So,
much better.
What about the Corona?
Yeah, it's still out there terrorizing people, right? People are getting... I'm so worried that we are going to start loosening up these restrictions. And people are already home, like, getting cabin... They've already gotten cabin fever 10 times over. And we're just... I'm worried that it's too soon and that we're going to be back in our houses in like a month.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Everything just lifts too fast people are so excited to get out that they're all going to congregate together, not social distance, and then we're going
to
have...
Well, you know, I'll be honest, I went to the, like I said, I went to the farmer's market today, and I would say only 75% of people were masked.
Yeah.
That's...
And that was really, that was, I'll be honest, it was just, I don't want to be judgy about it, but it was really disappointed, like, disappointing, because we've had such a huge outbreak this week in this county.
Yeah.
And it's like, everyone knows that. It's not like a big secret. It's like, it was a big week for the state, and, you know, and I'm just like, come on, people, like, they know it's like, they think it's community spread at this point, like, those outbreaks, and...
Yeah. And there's also a big, there's a big section of my Facebook friends that, one, don't believe it's real. They don't even believe it's real. They think it's all made up or fabricated or conspiracies, like ton of conspiracies about it. Or they just don't care. They know it's real and they don't care. And, yeah. It's scary. It's really scary.
Yeah. I think now more than ever with things reopening, it's, you know, the social distancing, the,
yeah,
you know, wearing the mask, you know, we haven't talked since last week. I went to my sister's for Mother's Day and,
yeah, you told us that.
I did. Did I tell you guys that I totally broke like every
yeah.
thing I was supposed to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then it's been like this week where I like don't want to go out in public. I am afraid. And, you know, today was the first day I went out. And my friend that I met there, she was supposed to come over and it was supposed to be kind of crappy weather. And I was like, you know, I don't really want to sit out in my backyard in the rain, but I'll go walk around the market in the rain. You know, go walking in it. And she was kind of like, are you sure? Like, I mean, I think it's probably okay for me to come in your house. And I'm like, dude, you live with your mother who's 80 years old.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about that. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I'm totally fine. Like, I don't think I'm sick. I don't know though. Like, you know, like as long as, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm doing what I can to keep everybody safe. But
right.
And there's a lot of people out there that don't return their shopping carts.
I feel bad for the coastal cities because they've been pretty good at keeping their numbers low. Thankfully, it was kind of crappy this weekend because if it was nice out, I imagine everyone was going to be flocking to the beach.
Well, I think only the southern coast is open right now.
I'm pretty sure Lincoln City is open.
There's like, only like four counties that are not open and two didn't apply to even be open. And
they're open, but their parks are not open. They've only reopened the parks in the southern coast.
Oh, okay.
Well, all I know is...
That's what I heard.
I didn't go clamming because I talked to ODFW and the Department of... the Oregon State Parks Department.
Oh, okay.
But there's still beaches that are open, like, all over. Just depending on where you're at. Or people just going to them.
Yeah.
Well, I lost a Facebook friend because of this coronavirus, for sure, on a post about masks. And at the risk of being whatever, like, I'm also of the mind, like, I'm not sure that I need to wear a mask outside unless I'm right in your fucking business.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I agree with you on that as well.
Well, yeah. I think... The farmer's market, there's so many people around.
We're not talking about a farmer's market. Yeah. We're talking about, like, socializing with friends and staying within a certain amount of distance.
If I'm, like, more
I'm talking about the farmer's market, too.
You wouldn't wear
I think everyone should be masked at farmer's market.
If I'm
not,
if I'm outside...
6 feet away from
and
the
I'm
people
not
that
hanging
work
out
there.
With you for, you know, 30 minutes breathing in your molecules, I don't know.
Mm. I don't know, there's a lot of people walking up next to each other.
I don't know, man. If you do the math, you could get it.
Yeah, if I'm in close proximity with strangers, I'm masked up.
Well, and also, too...
For sure.
I may believe that, but I'm not going to the farmer's market.
I know.
I'm not fucking going.
Yeah, I think that. We were talking about that at work. Like, how many people...
I get fucking freaked out going to the store.
Yeah, now that things are opening, who's really going to go? I have no plans on going to a restaurant anytime soon.
When my fucking job opens, it's going to be fucking crazy.
I have nothing.
It will be.
No way. It will be. And people are ready to go out.
Daily freaked out. Daily stress.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that pans out.
It's going to be stress-filled, bro. For people that think like us.
Yeah.
You're going to be in a cauldron of fucking COVID. Wearing a fucking stupid mask. That isn't going to help you.
Yep.
Well, you already had it, so you probably don't need to worry about it, Jeff.
I don't know if I did or not.
Do you know if the casino will be providing testing for you guys? Have they talked about that?
They already are. The tribe has... like the quick response test already. They've got the machine. I'm pretty sure they have the machine to do it on the tribe. It takes like 15 minutes to get your results back.
So I wonder if they'll check the employees before you come back to find out if you have it.
Well,
add it.
I spoke to somebody who said that probably they won't. Yeah. Like, they're offering testing if you think that you have it.
Yeah.
They're not, you can't just go in and get a test, I don't think.
And I don't think. I don't even know if there's a test to see if you had it.
That's the antibody test.
They do. They have antibody.
They have
tests.
That test. Oh, okay.
There's a place.
But the tribe doesn't have that test.
There's a place in Portland. One of the people I work with is going to get tested. They called like 2 weeks ago to get an appointment, and it was a month booked out to get an appointment.
Yeah.
And it's covered by our health insurance, though, so I can go. It's just you got to go up to Portland because I guess there's a specific centrifuge that. Only can run the test.
Which seems fucking ridiculous to me.
Yeah. But they do have the testing.
We only have one centrifuge that spins the blood, and it's in Portland.
I'm pretty sure I'm not 100% on that, but I think that's what the doctor told me.
I know, but that just seems ridiculous to me.
Because they don't have the lab down here doesn't have the ability to do the testing.
I could modify a dryer to spin your blood.
There he is. You're popping in and out, Justin.
Hey, Ruby. Hi, welcome Ruby. To the show, Rubes. She just wants one of those.
Scandinavian swimmers. Do you like the blue ones? I don't like the blue ones.
Why don't you guys have a pet, Christine?
Us?
Are you going to get another cat?
No.
Nope.
We would like... Oh, it looks like a dick and balls.
A lobster.
Turn it the other way. Hold it from the other end. Now, move it up and down really slowly. Exactly. Tickle the balls!
Coppage.
There's the side gig right there. Oh, whoa. Ruby's like, what? I wanted in on that.
I wanted to find it at.
Oh my god.
What was the question?
Are you guys ever going to get another cat?
We would like to get a dog, actually, but until we are able to be with it, and, like, I mean, during COVID, yeah, that'd be great because I'm home all day. But if I'm working, then... I'm home until 11 a.m. and then I'm gone. And she's not home. She's gone and not home until 8 or something crazy. So we wouldn't be able to be with it like we want to be.
Yeah.
Or how we think a dog should have companionship.
And I love my cat, but I also like the house.
Cats are fucking assholes, and they piss all over everything.
She puked. There was fur everywhere. It's just kind of nice to... have a semi-clean house for a while.
Yeah, for sure. I like cats, but I don't like cat piss at all.
Oh, like I've had that tiny bit. Carpet. She was peeing on the carpet towards the end of her life, and I've had that carpet professionally cleaned twice now, and it still smells like cat pee.
Yeah, you've smelled it in the basement, my friend.
Yeah, like it needs to just be ripped out. I gotta start over.
Speaking of the basement, you know what I want to get is those drumsticks with the little metal brushes on them.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
like jazz drummers.
I want to learn how to drum.
I think you drum pretty well.
think so?
Yeah.
Maybe I think you can. Over.
I've heard
I need to come over and practice that again.
Yeah.
You do really good drumming when I play guitar.
Maybe we could socially distance jam.
Oh man, remember when we used to like be able to hang out in person?
I think we can. I think we could socially distance jam. Like
I'm gonna play Just Dance.
I know. Well, let's. I don't know how many songs we can make it through for Out of Shape.
Yeah, I. Until I do something different, I'm out of shape and fat. For okay. Real.
That'd be a good way for you to get in shape and not fat.
But I don't want to play Just Dance, though.
But no one needs to know. You're home all alone.
I don't care who knew. If I wanted to play it, I wouldn't care who knew. But I have no desire to play it.
When you get those like triple stars where it's like everything explodes and like the controller's like shaking your hand, it's just like such a rush.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
That reminds me of like the first time I stood up on a surfboard. Except for nothing exploded and nobody was shaking my hand, but like everything became like I was in this giant wash of noise and surf, and it's just like like inside of God's washing machine, and then you paddle, hit the wave, and you jump up on it, and everything is silent, and you just hear the wind blowing past your ears.
Ooh.
And it's like, and you're just floating across the top of the water. It's the most amazing feeling.
And how long did that feeling last before you fell?
It lasted till I got to the beach.
Oh, you made it all the way.
So, yeah, like, sweet. I don't know, 35, 50 yards, that's something awesome. Like that. Awesome. Couldn't turn, but.
Did you see
Did you know that, have I ever told you that Ruby surfed?
No.
Yep. Ruby
she can barely even walk. She surfed.
She used to be pretty much a badass. That's why she can't walk anymore. She's like a professional athlete. Told you guys this. Yeah, when when I was down in Mexico, my ex was a big surfer, and he was down there surfing, and he'd be paddling out, and she'd follow him out there all the time, and you know, and then I'm sitting there trying to get her back in, and like she's just freaking out at the she just wants to swim out there, and really, it's not, you know, it's just because I don't want her getting wiped out by someone surfing, you know. Yeah. She's in everyone's way. So, like, third day, he goes out, and she swims out there after him, and he basically just let her go out there, and then, like, threw her on the surfboard and pushed her into a wave, and, like, dude, she fucking rode that wave.
Awesome. And
I wish I had it, like, I mean, I was too far away to really see it, like, see her, but I could see the expression on her face of, oh, fuck. Like, what is happening to me? Like, that is not what she expected was going to happen. And,
she was probably focused on the beach, and, like, that's where she needed to be at that point.
Well, I mean, she held herself while she was standing on it and everything, and I think it was just, like, she just braced herself completely and just, like, oh, my God. And then when it slowed down enough, dude, she was off that thing, and she never followed him back.
She's like, yeah, no way.
She was like, no, that was not cool at all.
Good job,
it was pretty cool to watch. I mean, I was like, he put her on it, and I mean, I'm too far away to, like, be like, no, don't do it. And I was like, he was not going to do that. Like, he fucking just threw her right in, like, just got her all positioned, and just, whoop.
That's awesome.
Guys, I'm going to give you a little bit of an update. My bidet is amazing.
Oh.
Oh.
You're a full sitter now.
Heated up. Oh, yeah. Full sitter. Full on sitter. All I have to do is dry after that.
Wait, does it come? Whistle. Is it hooked up to hot water?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, don't tell my apartment complex because I had a drill through the side of the sink cabinet.
Yeah.
Oops. And then run a tube to the hot water on the sink.
For when you move out.
Turn the sink on hot water, let it run for a little bit, and then it's nice and warm. It's amazing.
Do you ever use it when you haven't pooped?
No. Not that amazing.
Okay. I was just checking. Like, the look on your face looked like maybe it was more amazing than that.
Like, every time I pee now.
He's a sitter now. I squat and lean forward to pee.
Pee sitting down, baby.
So, if it works so well, why do you have to take a shower after you shit?
I don't have to. Oh, the other day when I was showering, I was stinky Justin and I just needed to shower.
You guys, Justin FaceTimed me in the shower the other day.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, boy.
Well, she FaceTimed me. She was trying to FaceTime me.
I know, not yet.
She was trying to FaceTime me and she was like, I guess you don't want to see me eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And so when I FaceTimed her back, I was in the shower and I was like, well, you didn't want to see what I was doing. Because I was pooping. She was trying to see down below the phone.
Yeah, she was.
I was totally like, oh my God. Yeah, I think your angle, you got that good, Jeff. Good job.
What do you got down there?
You're like pulling the frame out.
What? Show me little Justin.
Your belly button, like, do you have an Audi?
I was like on my lunch break from work and I couldn't even focus the rest of the day.
That's not an Audi.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I thought, I'm going to call my friend Justin on my lunch break and see how he's doing this week.
A lot better.
Good.
I've been trying to stay busy making that leather bag.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see this thing.
Started making it.
Did you do that cut with the angle that you're going to put the red leather in?
I'm working on that tomorrow.
Sweet. I think that's such a great idea.
Man, I have to make the stitches, I have to hammer in a chisel into the leather. It's got like different prongs on it, so that's your stitching holes.
Yeah.
But I live in an apartment. My neighbors hate me.
Yeah, a lot of banging.
Sounds like I'm building a fucking house in here.
Or clogging.
Drilling through the bathroom cabinet, fucking pounding on fucking blocks.
I know, seriously.
Moaning real loud when he's taking a shit.
No, after. Cleaning
up from one. Oh.
That's so funny.
Clean as a whistle.
Yeah. Clean as a whistle.
Oh, boy. That was... Is that your Irish Springs?
She's my best audience. Clean as a whistle.
Fresh as an Irish morning.
What's that?
Fresh as an Irish morning.
Oh, yeah. I could not remember what the Irish Springs commercial was.
Clean as an Irish spring.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear awesome. Lord.
Oh, boy. Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I love you guys.
Yeah, we should wrap up. You gotta get your kiddos.
Thanks for checking up on me.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I love you, Christine. Guys. Next time I FaceTime with you, I'll do it in the shower too, okay?
Okay, cool.
That sounds good.
Don't show them anything that you didn't show me.
Well, hang on for after I stop this, but thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I think you know how to get a hold of us because that's how it is. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
J2K. J2K. I can sing about my balls if I want to. I stand a wipe. Don't you think that's interesting? J2K.
Don't forget hashtag totes dope AF.
J2K.
J2K.
Hey everybody, don't forget, you can email us at j2kpodcast@gmail.com and let us know what you want us to talk about.
And also, don't forget to use hashtag TotesDopeAF on Twitter, Instagram, and MyFace.
All those places. Good night, Christine.
Good night.